The Daily News article, Audio. Today in Science and Environment. Eat grass-fed beef. Help the planet? Research says not so simple. A study in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences finds that even in the most optimistic scenarios, grass-fed beef produces no less planet-warming carbon emissions than industrial beef. The finding calls into question the frequent promotion of grass-fed beef as a more environmentally friendly option. Still, other scientists say grass-fed beef wins out on other factors, like animal welfare or local environmental pollution, complicating the choice for conscientious consumers. I think that there is a large portion of the population who really do wish their purchasing decisions will reflect their values, said Gidon Eschel, a research professor of environmental physics at Bard College and one of the study's authors. But they are being misled, essentially, by the wrong information. When it comes to food, beef contributes by far the most emissions fueling climate change and is one of the most resource and land-intensive to produce. Yet demand for beef around the world is only expected to grow. And carefully weighing the benefits of grass-fed beef matters because in most parts of the world where beef production is expanding, such as South America, it's being done by deforesting land that would otherwise store carbon, said Richard Waite of the World Resources Institute. Experts say this study's finding makes sense because it's less efficient to produce grass-fed cattle than their industrial counterparts. Animals that are fattened up in fields instead of feedlots grow more slowly and don't get as big, so it takes more of them to produce the same amount of meat. Jennifer Schmidt, who studies the sustainability of U.S. agricultural supply chains at the University of Minnesota, said she thinks the paper helps us get a little closer to answering the question of maybe how much beef should we have on the landscape versus plant proteins, she said. Schmidt said maybe if beef was scaled back on a large enough scale and if farmers could free up more cropland for other foods that humans eat, the localized environmental benefits of grass-fed cattle could make up for the fact that they come with higher emissions. Thank you for listening. This audio material is brought to you by Rare Job Incorporated.